Welcome back, Justin Akre, Phil Elson, and you. Thanks to Wally Hall for coming in earlier. Enjoy our Wednesdays with Wally. Thanks to our friends at Deltic Timber. This segment is brought to you in part by Ideal Feet. It's catchy, Matt. I like this song. Puts me in a good mood.
Fortunately, you don't have to worry about what this guy is.
Oh, boy. That's perverse. I'll tell you what, I can't decide if this song has put me in a good mood. That's a terrible thought, actually. I don't want to get into that. But I will say this.
It's probably those feet inserts.
No doubt. Ideal Feet's put me in a good mood. It's probably what it is. I used to have pain in my feet after a workout. At one point, I said, you know what? I'll give up. I'm just going to go ahead and lay around and be fat. Started channeling Melissa McCarthy, and no. Then I was like, you know what? I'm better than that. I can do better. Maybe I'm just getting old. That's why my feet, my knees, my backache every time I work out, but I'm going to suffer through it. Then all of a sudden, miraculously, oh, my friend, I discovered Ideal Feet Inserts. Game changer. Now, have I ever been in better shape? Maybe. But did my feet hurt after a workout? No, not even a little bit. This is a really offensive song. I mean, really.
That's
I
just, why it's a zone comeback.
I can't even focus. Nobody, thank you. Ideal Feet, the only company that has 4-arch technology to balance your body and give you instant relief. And isn't that what you want? You don't want relief later, sometime. Whenever. You want it now. They can guarantee relief for your money back. You can't afford to wait. Get to Ideal Feet. Don't wait until you need surgery. Do what I did. Go see him. I-430 in Rodney Parham, just behind Chili's, 501-537-3100. About once every 6 months or so, I'll misplace or someone will move my Ideal Feet inserts. I flip out. Where are my inserts? I scream like that in my house.
They only make that mistake once, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Johnny Dangerously. This year, the Super Bowl is going to be played in New York, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. Next year, it is slated to go to Arizona again. We talked to Imani Toomer of the San Francisco. I just went to baseball there. Of the New York Giants from back in the day when they won a Super Bowl at the University of Phoenix Stadium. It's the only stadium where you can win a Super Bowl online. In 2016, it's going to Levi's Stadium. Thank you, Levi's. That's awesome. San Francisco Stadium is Levi's Stadium.
It's called Levi's Stadium.
It is, and I got to believe it's named after some kid named Levi, not the Jean Company.
Which is headquartered there.
Wow. Is Brett Favre going to be the Grand Marshal? And then in 2017, it'll be Houston at Reliance Stadium. Wouldn't it be awesome if Matt Schaub led the Houston Texans to a Super Bowl appearance in his own stadium?
I hear this all the time about the home team there. Wouldn't that be cool? I don't think it's going to happen in New York this year.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek because Matt Schaub can't get out of his own way right now. I don't know of too many quarterbacks in the history of the league that could be lower than Matt Schaub is right now as far as confidence goes. He had to take down his Twitter account because of the level of abuse that he was taking. And now he's being ridiculed, not on the radio, not on TV, not at the stadium, at his own home. People are coming to Matt Schaub's house to ridicule him. A fan went to his house and told him off. Another fan allegedly took pictures of his house and posted them on Facebook. The police arrived after the people had already left. Schaub reportedly contacted NFL security and said, I'm tired of this. And they said, hey, quit throwing pick sixes, bro. 3 games in a row, this guy. 3.
Where else have I heard that?
What?
3 pick sixes in 3 weeks?
No, 2-2. Talking about Brandon Allen?
I thought it was 3-3.
It's 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah. Anyway, it's I think that's right. I don't think he threw one against Rutgers, did he? I think it's only 2-2. He threw one against A&M. I could be wrong, but I don't remember that. I don't think so. Anyway, I feel bad for Matt Schaub, but safe to say he's not going to be playing in the Super Bowl at Reliance Stadium in 2017. In fact, I don't even know if he's going to be in Houston at that point. I say all that to say this. 6 cities have submitted applications for the 2018 Super Bowl, which is still up for grabs. Miami, New Orleans, Dallas, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, and Tampa. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Miami, New Orleans, Dallas, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, and Tampa.
It's the same. I mean, it's really you hear from the same cities all the time.
Well, but Minnesota's playing outside, no.
Has Minnesota hosted before in the Metrodome?
No, I don't think so. And if Minneapolis got to host at the outdoor stadium, I would not be interested. But if I could play in the Superdome, I'd be okay. I've actually seen only Twins games, never football games, in the Superdome.
Well, I mean, if they do it in New York, why not in Minnesota? I mean, much smaller market and
admittedly,
probably worse weather in Minnesota.
being bombarded with calls.
Sorry, Brett Favre's a Wrangler guy, not a Levi's guy. I apologize.
Levi, come on.
I dropped the ball. Who does
What is this, New York?
I'm an idiot. I'm poking fun at this poor jean company, and I don't even know who endorses them. Where's Wrangler Stadium?
I don't even know who endorses Levi's. I haven't seen a pair of Levi's in years.
What about Lee?
Well, yeah.
Remember Buddy Lee?
Buddy Lee.
From Lee Jean commercials? I can't believe Levi's could scrape enough money together to sponsor the San Francisco commercial.
I'm shocked. I mean, they must have been going to their profits in the 70s and the 80s. Beck, do you remember the Lee Buttonfly jeans, how big those were?
Yeah, 501.
Yeah, the 501 Buttonflies.
Yeah, in honor of our area code.
It was very, very popular. I had no idea that they were naming that stadium in San Francisco after that. And they'd have had some interesting names for their stadiums. 3Com, Monster.
I'm not a jean snob, but I just try to buy jeans that are... And look, when you're short and husky like I am, it's hard to find stuff.
We got some clarification on the Levi sponsor, advertiser, spokesperson.
Mark?
Yes, it is Russell Wilson.
He's a Levi's pitch man?
They did like that 5-minute commercial with him and a good-looking blonde, and it ended up being a Levi's commercial.
Was there any nudity involved in this?
No, there wasn't.
You know, that's ironic because it's Levi's Stadium, and the quarterback on their chief rival is the pitch man for Levi's, is what you're telling me.
Yep.
That's funny. Apparently, Levi jeans are very popular in San Francisco. I had no idea.
Well, it's headquartered there. I mean, that's where Levi jeans were invented.
See, Phil, we could have avoided all this long banter about this silliness if only I'd known that. I had no idea that Levi's was based in San Francisco.
Mr. Levi invented jeans during the Gold Rush.
Yes.
In the 1840s.
49-ish.
Around
give
that
or
time.
Take.
And you know, they needed the kind of clothes that would hold up when you're panning and
yes.
crawling in a gold mine and whatnot. And so, you know, San Francisco is kind of the epicenter of all that.
Yeah. I've always been more of a bike coach's short guy when I'm panning for gold, but I can't speak for everyone.
I just let my friends pan for gold, and then I just take it from them.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting to me. I didn't know that, honestly. I mean, if you told me that a clothing line or many clothing lines were based in San Francisco, I would find that terribly easy to believe. But Levi jeans, I guess I never knew that.
It's probably been one of the longest.
So I just sit here ignorant and ridicule because that's what I do.
I just let you do it because it's fun to listen to.
You're like, I'm wondering if this idiot knows that they're headquartered there. Surely he does.
Should I say?
Surely he's just making a joke. No, he's really that stupid. Who knew? I did. Tonight, it is the Cardinals hosting the Pirates. Phil Elson is a devout